Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Kaylee's Corner, and today we're going to be talking about ancient Greece with Hayston.
Hey, what's up guys? I like ancient Greece.
Alexander the Great with Hannah.
What's up guys?
And the Persian and Peloponnesian Wars with Kira.
Hey sisters!
So in ancient Greece we have the Minoans and the Mycenaeans. Any thoughts on them?
I personally think that the Minoans were like way better. I mean, they were just peaceful people and they just wanted to live their lives, you know? The Mycenaeans kind of just ruined that.
Oh no, the Mycenaeans were way better. They were totally rich.
Absolutely not.
They lived in luxury and they loved to fight.
No, no way.
So Kira, what do you think about the Minoans and Mycenaeans?
I think the Minoans are much better people than the
Mycenaeans.
Why?
Because they were peaceful. They were not warriors.
They were nice.
Peaceful. And they relied on trade.
The Mycenaeans were warriors.
I think
kings.
The Mycenaeans were like rich.
Because they like to fight. You like them because they like to fight.
You have to be on top.
Okay, well, I guess this is just not going to be settled.
No.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
So now that we've talked about the people of ancient Greece, let's talk about their government.
First up is a monarchy.
With one king.
Next we have an aristocracy.
Rich nobles.
And landowning.
Next we have an oligarchy.
Where few rich would rise and take all the power.
An oligarchy kind of sounds like some kind of disgusting vegetable.
Oligarchy.
And next, we have our representative government.
Or democracy.
A democracy.
Talk to the people. So do y'all like the idea of a monarchy? We even started as a monarchy in the United States at one point.
I think that a monarchy is actually a pretty cool type of government to have because there would be kings and queens. Who in our group would be the queen?
I think Kira.
Kira could definitely be a queen.
Definitely
and
not.
And she could give everyone pancakes.
Yeah, her chocolate chip pancakes for free.
I don't know if our listeners know this, but Kira absolutely loves to eat pancakes that were wrapped in tinfoil every day.
With tinfoil.
So we're that would make her just a really good leader overall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either pancakes, chocolate chips. Or two tacos.
Two tacos. That's the way to go.
Tinfoil is always the answer.
A foodie queen.
Now let's talk about the three famous philosophers from ancient Greece. Hannah, you're up.
All right. So the first philosopher was Socrates, and he tutored Plato. And Plato was the second?
Well, Plato believed that a philosopher king should rule the city-states.
And who did he tutor?
Oh, and he tutored,
Aristotle.
Yeah, he tutored Aristotle.
And Aristotle tutored Alexander the Great, which made him
great.
The Great.
Great.
So, if you hate math, then you can blame the Greeks. Because Greek mathematicians showed how the world was round by calculating the circumference.
What do you guys have to say about that?
Pythagoras was the person who created the Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Geometry.
Yeah. Nobody loves it.
I don't know how to say that.
Archimedes.
Discovered volume and density.
And plumbing and warfare and weapons and simple machines.
So we all know that the Greeks have made some really cool things in their past, but let's be real. We don't like geometry, we don't like chemistry, and we don't like English.
In English,
what we learned are two stories called the Odyssey and the Iliad, and they were both written by this dude named Homer, not Simpson.
So he wrote two very important stories, the Iliad and the Odyssey. The Iliad was about the Trojan War.
Which none of us have read
yeah, that.
I haven't read that one.
No. And the Odyssey we read in English last year.
And it was after the Trojan War about Odysseus.
Right. So he wrote the Iliad first and then he wrote the Odyssey.
And Odysseus
Hannah here
doesn't remember that.
Yeah. Hid behind the book and didn't read it.
It was honestly, to me, a very confusing book. It had a good storyline, but...
Too many things happening.
Yeah, there was too many things
going
on.
Follow each other
yeah.
good enough.
So, there was a Cyclops, there was this siren. Dude named Odysseus, and the
that
sirens,
dude.
That dude.
Yeah,
and the whirlpool
and then something,
thing.
Yeah, and a rock.
And the berry thingies where all his team died.
I think I slept through that part. I don't remember
which
that.
Part?
All of it, actually.
I only remember the Cyclops part.
He
snuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he attach himself to the bottom of a sheep
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, and
yeah.
Sheep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Odysseus, yeah. in order to escape the Cyclops, he had to hold on to the bottom of a sheep so that the Cyclops wouldn't see him. And the sheep took him out of the cave and
they're
he
like
escaped.
Giant sheep. Like
yeah, no.
Huge,
no.
huge
sheep.
Yeah.
Not normal. They weren't like normal sheep. I mean, really, there's no way sheep. A dude could
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I slept.
I don't remember the whirlpool.
It's like a good
nap.
Cool thing.
Yeah,
I don't
remember that one.
I remember that part.
It was either you choose one or the other.
I think I went to sleep up for
it
that part.
It's a great book if you really like weird
no, it's not.
Stories. But if you don't,
Greek stuff.
If you like Greek, if you're Greek, you like
Greek
things,
salad.
You like Greek salad.
That Greek culture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you should read the Odysseus.
All right.
Or the Iliad.
Wait, is it Greek or Mediterranean salad? Or is it, like, both?
I don't think I've ever heard of Greek salad.
No, there's both.
It's Mediterranean.
I've heard of
it's
Mediterranean.
Because, like, the Mediterranean's by...
So if you like Mediterranean salad, then you're going to like the Odyssey.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about Athens and Sparta, which is still in ancient Greece. And we're going to talk a little bit about Athens first.
So Athens was located in northeastern Greece, and it was named after the goddess Athena.
It has a democracy government, and only citizen males with Athenian ancestry can vote.
And women...
That's not fair.
Yeah, it's definitely
not fair.
Women back then, they were just housewives, and they weren't really to be seen or heard. They just kind of stayed inside. Didn't do much.
They couldn't get tan.
Yeah.
Couldn't get tan. Can you imagine
just being pale?
All the time.
All the time.
Like me.
Talk about Sparta now.
Yeah.
Now about Sparta. So. Sparta was located in southeastern Greece. And they were a military state, which means they were crazy disciplined.
Yeah. They started military school at age 7.
Yeah,
to 65.
So you're basically in the military for your entire life. That just sounds really not fun if you're a dude in Sparta.
Yeah,
but if you're a girl,
you can play sports.
You can play sports. I mean, you have more
seen.
Rights. Yeah, you can be seen. You can have that tan.
Oh.
You can have that tan.
Yeah. So women were outside playing sports. They were kind of doing more stuff than Athenian women would do, and the men were just out there training to be in the military.
So if you're a woman, you want to live in Sparta, and if you're a man, you want to live in
Athens. Yeah. So
there's also the Helots, which are the Spartan slaves. Sadly,
I know. And they had to give their crops, like half of their crops.
Yeah.
And they outnumbered the citizens.
Yeah,
8-1. The Persian War started because Darius decided to invade some small islands. Or Greece.
Small Greek islands.
Yeah.
Yes. So Darius decided to invade some small islands in Greece. And after the rebellion, Darius decided that he wanted to destroy Athens. He just wanted to burn it.
Burn it to the ground.
Light it on fire. Watch it burn. And then...
But Athens won.
Yeah,
the battle marathon.
The Persians were greatly outnumbered, and so that made it an upset victory.
Yeah. And one of the differences between the Greeks and the Persians were discipline.
And the phalanx.
And the phalanx.
The phalanx.
And then...
it just got really loud in here.
It did. Yeah, hopefully our listeners can hear us pretty clearly because there's
all
some background music.
Yeah, all of our listeners.
Coach Diaz, I hope you can hear us.
All 100.
But, yeah.
At, like, 35, we'll go back.
At 35, we'll go back.
Okay, listen, now, am I in the middle of this?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You want to tune in? We're talking about, here's our special guest, Coach Diaz.
Hello.
So what do you have to say about, about Darius and the Persian War?
I've told you everything about it.
Wow.
Yeah, and we just told them, aka you again.
Okay, thanks for listening to our podcast on ancient Greece with Kira, Hannah, and Haston, and myself, of course, the goat, Kaylee.
No.
And yeah.
We hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
To all of
us. Tune in next week
for
Rome.
Rome. Yeah, tune in next week
Rome
for
and more food.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. So after the war was the Golden Age.
And during this time, Athens created the Delian League.
Delian.
I believe it's pronounced
Delian.
Did I say Delian?
Delian.
Like, y'all know when y'all hungry and you want to go get a sandwich.
You want to go to the deli?
Delian League.
Okay.
And that was a friendship, an alliance.
A friendship.
It's starting like an alliance.
It is an alliance.
You said it's a friendship.
Okay.
It's an alliance.
It's a union with mutual benefits. And the Delian League had the strongest navy.
Yeah.
So the Spartans tried to counter the Delian League, and they created the Peloponnesian League.
And the Peloponnesian War was around 431 BCE.
Sparta won.
And the major turning point was the plague, which hit Athens and killed, like, everyone.
Half the population.
Okay, well.
Half of the population died.
Half of them.
That's a lot of people.
Nope.
Oh.
They fought for 27 years, and they were, like, really weak after that, and their population was really low.
Yeah, the city-states didn't trust each other, no one trusted the government, there was no food. Okay.
Well, let's talk about Alexander the Great.
And boy, was he great.
The greatest? He's the GOAT.
The OG.
He's the GOAT. The OG.
So, yeah. In case y'all didn't know, the GOAT stands for the greatest of all time.
Coach Diaz, I hope you know that.
Macedonia.
Whatever. Was located north of Greece.
And the Greeks considered Macedonians barbarians.
Yes. King Philip was Alexander's father.
And he was the king of Macedonia.
Yeah, okay. They got
the king of Macedonia.
King Philip.
Yeah.
And he controlled the men of Macedonia into his army.
And they were the best.
Yeah.
They were the goats.
They were the goats.
Alexander was born in Pella.
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 336. Can we Google 56. It?
In 356 BCE. In case y'all wanted to know.
We got like 4 minutes.
We're almost done.
We're almost done. Alexander had a tutor and his name was Aristotle.
Yeah.
Alexander loved the Iliad.
He liked to sleep with it under his pillow.
He slept with it until he died.
That's sad.
That's weird.
Yeah, can y'all imagine loving a book so much that you just sleep with it?
That'd be a very hard pillow.
He cuddles with it at night.
Ew.
It's kind of like a stuffed animal.
I guess.
The book's like on stone.
Oh yeah.
Sleeping with right. bricks.
And was it like handwritten?
Probably.
I wonder if that's like in a museum today. Like.
Okay, so Alexander wanted to be king, so he murdered his father.
So Alexander or his mom?
Both.
It both
was a team effort.
Team effort.
Right?
So then Alexander took over and decided to follow in his dad's footsteps and continue the legacy.
I feel like all he had to do was ask.
Dad, let me take over.
Didn't have to kill him.
Yeah.
So Alexander invaded Persia and he was crowned pharaoh in Egypt.
He's a big baller.
And then
after that,
they fought the war.
Oh, and pharaohs
elephants.
Were believed to be gods.
This nail polish yeah. came off on my paper.
That's gross.
The man wanted his army
no,
people wanted to go paper. Back to Babylonian.
Babylon?
The baloney place.
The baloney place. So we got deli and baloney.
Deli and baloney.
Wow. Yep. Maybe they like sandwiches. You know? Like,
yeah. Weren't we talking about salads earlier?
Oh, yeah.
The
Greek
Mediterranean.
Okay.
Greek
I think it's Grimaldi's that has like a good Grimaldi's. Mediterranean salad.
I think this is all connected.
It yeah. is. Yeah. All connected food. Through food.
Yeah.
All
it's pretty
together.
Crazy. It's like more in depth than you would ever know.
So then Alexander died unexpectedly. Just,
did we even talk
I think
about
he got babies?
And he wanted his strongest general to
that?
Take over his empire, but they fought for
three
the position.
Three men fought for it.
And
so
they ended up just
split
they
it.
All
sharing
split,
it.
Yeah. Shared custody.
That's not what he wanted.
Shared custody.
But he's dead, so it doesn't
oh, no.
really matter.
It was shared custody?
Oh. Kira.